You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. It's very much a case of the calm before the storm as we take a look at a seventh race card at Nace this afternoon. Decent fare as well. By no means are we lacking in quality here this afternoon, because we've got a really good novices chase which comes up at 3:45. Five runners got a post for that grade three. On top of that, we've got some very decent handicaps and one or two interesting runners that might take a hand in big festivals in the spring further down the line. We begin with a decent looking novices hurdle over 2 miles, set to be run on softer heavy ground with a little bit of rain forecast this afternoon. It should ensure that conditions are very testing for this 2:10, the opener. All eyes here will no doubtably be on Manila Till Dawn, representing the stable that took this race last year, of course, in the shape of Sutton Place. And what we've seen so far of Gordon Elliott's Charge, this horse is similarly to his stable companion, got a very bright future. He was very impressive the other day when he won his maiden hurdle at Fairy House. And the ones in behind, Castle Grace Paddy and Al Boom Photo, have both gone on subsequently to frank the form with victories thereafter. Do like the way this horse travelled throughout the race, and particularly how strong he was at the finish as well. He's got a lovely attitude and I'm sure he'll make up into a decent horse down the line. Blueberry, well, he was very impressive last time out, albeit his form doesn't look so strong. Knocked the Mail Boy, he finished second to him that day, got well thrashed in a maiden hurdle subsequently. So I think he's got a little bit to prove. Outspoken, he's a nice horse as well. But Indian Monsoon is the horse I'm going to take a little bit of a chance with here at a nice price this morning. Hopefully all 8 runners will go to post, because he does look a decent each way bet around about the 8-1 mark. He lowered the colours of Vaynard, who's been running well in handicaps thereafter at Cork. 2 starts are going pretty infestive fashion. Unfortunately, unseated rider when nicely fancied the other day in a grade three down in thirds. But the fact that Connections put him in graded company suggests they do think a bit of this fellow. And he shouldn't be underestimated here, because his time figures are very useful. So Indian Monsoon each way to lower the colours perhaps of one or two more illustrious names in the first.
Race two.
On to race number two then, the 2:40, which is beginner's chase. Only 4 go to post. And this looks an absolute shoo-in, if ever there was one here, for William Unders' Townsend, who was a very smart hurdler, as we know, last season, rounding off with a nice victory towards the back end of the season at Perth. But he's always looked a chase in the making, and he certainly backed up that opinion by running a cracker on his racecourse debut over the Logic Obstacles at Fairy House, when he chased home Edna Bulger's very classy horse in the making, Bally Oisin. The pair of them were well clear. They went a good gallop that day. And the feature about his performance, Townsend, was how well he jumped. He kept up with the front runner, who went off at a good clip, and he matched him toe for toe all the way down the back, only for him to just get a little bit outpaced and a little bit tired in between the second last and the last, and Ruby Walsh thereafter accepted the situation. But it was very much a likeable performance first time out. And the quality of the opposition here this afternoon does leave a little bit to be desired. Teacher's Pet probably with the pick of the other three over hurdles, but so far to date, she hasn't shown a great deal over the larger obstacles, being beaten 112 and 49 lengths respectively. So barring accidents, Townsend should take the second, as the odds imply.
Race number three.
On to the 3:15, and this looks a decent opportunity here for That's a Wrap to get back on to winning ways. This horse was a bit of a money spinner in the early part of the campaign, winning 3 off the reel at Galway, Navan and Leopardstown respectively. Indeed, that last victory at the Dublin venue came as a precursor to his good effort back at the same track when he was 6th in the Coral IE Hurdle Grade B handicap over in the January period, when he finished in and around the likes of Hidden Cyclone, Vaynard, Heartbreak City, of course, the Ebor hero. Thomas Hobson was down the field as well that day. So it was a really good race, and as we've seen with Hidden Cyclone, who went back to the same track the last day, that form is about as good as it gets over in Ireland 2 mile wise. he had the misfortune then to bump into the Pertemps' final potential upstart, presenting Percy last time out at Ferry House. But Binazi matched Pat Kelly's horse toe-for-toe going out to the last there. That was a very encouraging effort, and particularly as it was over in and around today's trip as well of 2.5 miles, which proves conclusively that he does get beyond 2 miles. There doesn't appear to be any well-handicapped horses up against him today, so hopefully that's a wrap. Can get back on track, he'll certainly travel like the best horse in the race through large majority of it.
Race 4.
On to the big one then, the 3:45, which is an Ace Director's Plate, Novices Chase, a Grade 3 contest. Now, the favourite here is Baldark, which has obviously got to come into some consideration, considering that Gordon Elliott has bypassed the Cheltenham Festival, which I think is a bit of an odd decision, because I do think this horse is best when he's in a big field where they go a good gallop, he can get some cover, and he's able to come through, but particularly at 2 miles. All his best form appeals to be over the minimum distance. And I thought perhaps something like the Grand Nanya would have been absolutely ideal for him, but no, that's not the case to be here. He's coming here instead. But I have my reservations about this horse staying the trip, because on the only occasion that he's tried 2.5 miles, he went through the race like the best horse, but he patently didn't get home in the latter stages. Now, this track is an unforgiving track, as we know, Nace. Very stiff uphill climb from the back of the second last. And on that occasion, he was beaten by Oscar Knight fair and square. And to my calculations, I think Thomas Mullins' charge will beat him again. And I'm quite amazed, actually, that the Racing Post had the audacity to put Oscar Knight in the 7-1 outsider of the field. A basic understanding of the form suggests that he's much better than his current rating. And indeed, that run last time out beyond Noble Endeavour in the Paddy Power Chase over 3 miles certainly suggests that. He got a horrible run through that day and still pulled off a Herculean feat in finishing third. I'm not a mad fan of Prince of Scars. I don't really think he's taken defences. Alamein, well, he'll probably make the run in here. And Game, as though he is, I think this is a bridge too far for him. Gangster could well be flying the ointment with the cheek pieces on for the first time. He showed a fair level of form so far to date against the likes of Blue A Rouge and York Hill. But for me, Oscar Knight, this track will suit him, a small field will suit him, and I think he'll outstay once again his old rival Baldark. And at 4-1, that price is just too big.
Race 5.
On to the fifth race then, and again, this looks a fairly straightforward opportunity for a short price favourite. Perhaps he's probably one to put in some small win doubles along the way, and the horse in question is never off duty from the Robert Tyner stable. A winner of a point-to-point. Big things were expected of him first time out over this course and distance, and he didn't let supporters down by running a very eye-catching race in third behind a nice horse of Gordon Elliott's called Morgan. Back in second was Columbus, who gives the form a nice little shape to it. He'd been running well in decent maiden and hurdles leading up to that contest, and he was very strongly fancied. But you've got to like, by the way, this Son of Beneficial kept on with those all the way to the line. He does look a nice type, and stepping up to 2 mile 3 binnies is a point-to-pointer. Has only got to serve to be a positive rather than a negative. The opposition doesn't look great. Bosco De Alco, who's second favourite, he's had plenty of chances, and the fact that he was a 20-1 shot in a fairly modest main hurdle at Leopardstown last time out tells you all you need to know about the others. So never off duty. You can put that in your short price doubles along with Townend, and perhaps the bumper horse of Willie Mullins is in the last.
Race number 6.
On to the big betting racer then of the day, which is the penultimate contest. It's the Leinster National, a race that I'm sure that Gordon Elliott would love to win again. And he's got a really obvious looking chance here in the shape of Uccello Conti, who's my Grand National tip for this season. I've got a sneaky feeling, however, that off 11-10, Gordon Elliott's charge might just be having a little bit of a sighter for Aintree just around the corner. Of course, he was 6 in the big one last year to rule the world. Excellent second, of course, in that Thyestes last time out, which is always a stepping stone to Aintree glory further down the line. And pleasant company, he was 4th that day, as advertised the form. There's no doubt in my mind that Uccello Conti is the best horse in this race, but like I say, whether today's going to be his day is open to question. So therefore, maybe Space Cadet from the same stable off a much lighter weight could be the one here for alternative each way backers. This horse was involved in a very hot race here the last day in the Woodlands 100, the Nosnagia race, finishing second to one of my picks of the festival, Ed Wolf, who runs in the 4 miler. And the feature of that race was a really good final circuit time. Ed Wolf actually completed the circumference of the Nace venue 2.5 seconds quicker than Alessio Delonde, who won the 2 mile novices hurdle chase on the same card. So they were obviously trapping along. So I don't think Space Cadet did any wrong in finishing second to that horse. Step up to 3 miles would definitely suit this horse, and a big pot surely will come this horse's way one day. So Space Cadet looks a very strong each-way choice there in the big one.
And the final race.
On to the final race then again, another short price favourite, and this looks a penalty kick if ever there was one. As I said, I think you should put this horse Mystic Theatre, perhaps in some wind doubles, along with Never Off Duty and Townend, and you might get a few quid rolling on Willie Mullins' charge in the last, because on the evidence of what we saw first time out, and indeed the opposition today, this looks a fairly straightforward task for this mare by King's Theatre. She quickened away really nicely to win at Fairy House with a minimum force, although the second has got beaten a listed bumper subsequently. I won't take too much store into that. And even at odds of around about the 8 to 15, 1 to 2 mark this morning, that makes perfect sense to get involved with Willie Mullins' charge. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully I've given you one or two pointers and winners towards the Cheltenham Festival this weekend. Obviously I'm going to be down in Presbury Park this week, but I will be with you towards the back end of the week for Dundalk's evening programme on Friday once again. So please do tune in for that. Until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.